Hello everyone, thank you for coming. Today, through our programme, we are going to explore, through our music, love not as a simple emotion, but as a path from human experience to beauty and divinity. To help frame this, we will draw upon two Neoplatonic thinkers. Marsilio Ficino was a 15th century Renaissance philosopher who translated Plato from ancient Greek into Latin and embedded his ideas within Christian theology. For Ficino, love is a fundamental dimension of reality. He writes, "Love originates with God, and it is the link or bond that all things share in common." In this sense, love is understood as a force that binds not only the individual, but also different levels of existence, from the material to the spiritual. Plotinus, the famed philosopher of late antiquity and father of Neoplatonic teaching, believed that every soul desires the good, the ultimate source of unity and fulfillment. For Plotinus, love is a longing of the soul, recognizing its origin within the divine and its desire to return to its source. These ideas become a lens through which the following music explores love as a link to the divine. In the Neoplatonic tradition, beauty is not simply something to be admired, but a reflection of a higher reality that can direct the soul towards God. For the Neoplatonists, beauty experienced through art and music can trigger a metaphysical experience that draws the soul beyond itself and into mystical union with the divine. To start with, we will perform Daphne by William Walton, My Lag and Love, arranged by Geoffrey Prattley, and Er ist gekommen in Sturm und Regen and Liebst du um Schönheit by Clara Schumann.
Daphne was composed by William Walton as a setting of text from Edith Sitwell's Facade. Facade is a collection of experimental poems by Sitwell intended to be performed with music, where rhythm, sound and wordplay are prioritised over narrative. It originally formed part of Sitwell's The Sleeping Beauty, poems often associated with isolation and emotional distance due to her estranged relationship with her parents. The piece draws loosely on the myth of Daphne and Apollo from Greek mythology, in which the nymph Daphne is pursued and transformed into a laurel tree by her father to escape Apollo. Rather than presenting this myth as a continuous narrative, Sitwell described the facade texts as abstract poems, that is, they are patterns in sound. Daphne is not a direct retelling of the myth, and Walton's setting brings Sitwell's text into musical form. As the opening work and starting point of the programme, Daphne presents love not as a stable idea, but as something elusive, fragmented, and in the process of forming, chaos before order. My Lag and Love is an example of the extraordinary work done by folklorists and collectors, bringing what had been an essentially oral tradition into the realm of learning. The collector Herbert Hughes traced the melody through several generations, long before it was ever written down over a century ago. There are many versions. Each artist brings their own personality to the song. Famous musicians and groups you may have heard of, such as Kate Bush, Van Morrison, with the Chieftains, and The Corrs, have all performed it. The image of the beloved, her memory, landscape, are woven together throughout the song, creating an idealized vision of love.
Clara's relationship with Robert Schumann was an artistic partnership shaped through shared creative ambitions. They were married in September 1840, a year that marked one of the most productive periods of Robert Schumann's compositional output. During this time, Robert composed many songs in what became his Liederjahr, or Year of Song, and he encouraged Clara to compose. He urged her, saying, "Come on, write a song. Once you've begun, you won't be able to drag yourself away. It's far too enticing." Er ist gekommen in Sturm und Regen celebrates the arrival of love and its growth into a lasting bond, with the stormy opening reflected in the tumultuous piano accompaniment and agitated vocal line. Liebst du um Schönheit turns inward, asking what qualities truly deserve our devotion. This partnership can be understood as a form of love in which emotional attachment extends into a shared orientation towards artistic and intellectual creation. Reflecting the Neoplatonic philosophy, that contemplative love offers a glimpse towards highest forms of beauty and understanding. I hope you enjoy.